And now it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys!
Do you let children play hide and seek in your titties?
Yes. There's a nice little nook right in the middle.
For your cranny.
I don't know what Chat Beaver is.
Chat Beaver.
I mean, I know it's there, but I guess it's for the iPhone, and you can chat your iPhone.
I'm not putting no beaver on my iPhone.
You said you wanted to take a picture of me later, though. Are you just lying?
Nicole, that was supposed to be between us.
Sorry.
You weren't supposed to tell everybody.
That was supposed to be between me and you.
No.
No? Okay.
I'll never tell.
I got a question for you. I don't know why I thought of this, but if you were married or had been dating somebody for a while, would you ever have some, you know, risque photos
taken? Risque photos of myself taken.
And tell them about it. Tell them.
I don't want to get into...
Don't say who it was, but tell them what happened with the photos.
They're on the internet?
Yes.
Not any longer, but...
As far as I know, anyway.
Right.
He probably just put someone else's face on my body and... Here.
Ooh, like
live
that... Like
nude amateur!
Like that... Like that elementary school principal here in Lakeland.
Yeah.
Oh. Was taking the little girls' pictures that went to his school and, like, putting them on...
Adult women bodies.
Yes.
What a fucking perv.
Yes.
He needs to go to jail and get ass raped every day.
He's in jail now. Because he lived right down the road from Gigi.
That's nasty.
Suicide Freak is in here.
Oh, no!
Wrist cutters. I'm going to drink your blood and gargle it. Bathe in it.
So, do you guys want to do some voicemail and emails?
Franco said, can he take risque photos of us?
Yes, we can.
If you guys want to give us a call, 206-984-3685.
Suicide Freak, I tried to kill myself
last week.
You know what's sad?
But you failed.
You know what's sad?
What?
If you give this person attention, they're only going to get worse.
Oh, I think it's the same. It's what's her face.
I think so, too.
Honestly,
yeah.
Franco, oh, my God, I'm so excited that Suicide Freak is here.
I told him, but you failed. Sucks for you. killing yourself.
Okay. Shaw, you know what? Get it over with and quit talking about it.
Oh.
So.
Try harder next time.
Up and down the street, not across. Doesn't work that way. So Joe emailed us.
Oh, yeah.
He said, it has come to my attention that we, the listeners of Foul Monkeys, seem to be intrigued by the sexual exploits of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Be it Ricky's hoary ways, Nicole's finger banging in theater, or Julian's desire to wear Chris's cock down to a nub.
grind it.
We tend to, as listeners, find the sex lives of the women of Polk County fascinating. For that, we bestow upon you the following.
Oh, no.
Ricky, for your willingness to go the extra mile to improve America's relations with the Latin American community, we bestow you upon you, and by you, we mean your asked friendly nation status.
Right?
Oh, people can come there for exile from another country.
He's got refugees in
yes.
his ass.
Refugee camp.
For Nicole.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Making us giggle every time we think of you saying, that shit ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah. It was not going anywhere.
The Vice Grip of Pleasure Award.
The what? What? Say that award again, because I missed that. You were laughing too loud.
Vice Grip of what?
Pleasure Award. Shaped, of course, like a thigh master.
Work it.
And for Julian, for his incredible ability to move mountains and furniture while riding reverse cowgirl. The Power Bottom of the Decade Award. Thank God Chris is hung like a mastodon, because that hallway has an echo.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
Like a mastodon.
Julian's not laughing.
Like a mastodon. Wow. It's an extinct species. My pussy is like the jaws of life.
Yeah, right? She can cut the doors off of 86 Buick.
Love from the Dallas emissaries of the White House Department of Law.
That hallway has a cathedral.
And an organ.
Well, maybe the organ bar.
Oh, God.
Who snorted?
Oh, my gosh.
Me. That's icky.
Who said they were in a bad mood? Somebody said they were in a bad mood after hearing them.
No, probably a suicide freak.
Ramble said, how can you be in a bad mood after hearing them?
The Sistine Chapel's in this bitch.
Please don't cough into the mic, Nicole.
I know. You okay? You need a drink? Here's some tea.
I hate tea. I'd rather gag.
There's some old cold coffee in my Dunkin'
Donuts. I hate all of the coffee either.
Nicole doesn't like anything in her mouth but dick.
How can you
that
not, like,
shit ain't going nowhere.
Tea, or how can you not have another Marlboro?
Red.
Hot, he said.
I got some Parliaments out on the front porch if you need them.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Ricky, I meant you were so great and love your laughing. Oh,
so,
thank you.
So you mean you smoked something else?
No, she's never smoked that.
How about pole?
I'm good at that.
You play the skin flute?
Like a pro.
Mm-hmm. She's like Olive Garden in her mouth.
So Gavin, you know, the guy that I like because his name Gagan. Sounds like Gagan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little behind on my podcast and just got the chance to listen to episode 225. A few minutes in, I realized I was on Pride 48 during the live show, but I could not stop listening. I laughed just as hard, if not harder, than I did during the live show. Love you guys. By the way, Ricky, yes, I would definitely fuck you. If you get up to Philly sometime,
ooh,
let me know.
Wow.
Well then.
Wow.
Much pod love to Julian and that girl.
Oh. Well, thank you, Gavin. I love you too.
I love Gavin.
I'm gonna kill Gavin.
I can't speak for Nicole, so I'll say I.
He's gonna kill Gavin and slit his throat in his sleep.
Yeah, help.
And then Ricky will just fuck his
throat. How about people on Twitter this morning saying I look like Eminem?
Yeah. I don't see that.
I actually used to hear that a lot when he was more popular, but
he is popular still.
Well, I don't either. Maybe I look too old now.
Him and then, like, after a hard life.
You whore. Fuck you.
Joe said on Twitter, Julian's ass is not that powerful.
Oh.
Chris is awesome. Hi, Daddy.
Yeah. No 8 Mile trailer park for me. Thank you.
Joe goes, success made Nicole snort.
It happens at least once a show.
So did you manage to pull the piece off of Big Fatty show about?
Yes, I'm going to play that. Okay. But I was just saying that Big Fatty, I think, is listening because he just Twittered, I love the Big Ricky show, which this is going to explain here in a second. Let me pull this up here and let me make sure it's at the right part.
Queers in the military. Holla out. I'm a veteran. They don't let the
this
queers
is Big
in
Fatty.
The military hollering out across the
but
the funeral home full of
wireless complaints. It went on to call him the most dedicated personal assistant that anyone in town had ever seen. Served in the military. They didn't last a damn queer. All right, then.
You should have had it set up
before. We want also to know if that Julian from the Big Ricky show down there in Florida has sent you a naked photograph. Forward it to me. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Now, y'all, you got to love
him. Yeah. How about I love people wanting naked photographs of me?
Right.
Of which there are none, I might add.
Careful, you'll end up on the internet.
So then, a few seconds later, Big Fatty says,
holla out. I'm a veteran. If Jeremiah When you go to glory, we are going to lose a great raconteur. And y'all, if you don't know what a raconteur is, Big Fatty was called a raconteur once. Remembered as a raconteur. Then he renames the Foul Monkeys podcast the Big Ricky Show. So y'all, over at the BFO, Big Fatty is going over there and changing the name over there under the Fat Favorites from Foul Monkeys to Big Ricky. Because I love that. And Julian, if for the love of God, if you've got a naked picture, would you please send it to Jeremiah or send it to me and I'll send it to Jeremiah. Because y'all, after hearing that story, he deserves a naked picture of Julian. And Ricky, if you don't have one or if he doesn't have one, just interrupt him and Chris when they're having sex. When the headboard's knocking, you just come or when the headboard's rocking, you go and knock it and take a picture. And y'all, that's over there at that Big Ricky podcast, Big Ricky. So
wow.
So now it's known as the Big Ricky Show over at the BFO.
Okay.
Well, which you do not have to use the www.
Just Google Eminem nude and you'll find a pic of Julian.
Suicide Freak said, "Sorry, I had to leave you, Ricky. My computer's being a douche."
Mm. Oh, I thought she was gonna say he had to slit their throat or something, and they were busy.
Didn't work.
I was busy downing pills. I'm back now.
We love pills.
Mm-hmm. We love a good pill.
Because I had the worst day at work Thursday ever.
I came home and I saw Julian's face. I was like, ugh.
Every little thing just got on my nerves. You know, having to go out to a pissy, nasty, swampy project. You know, our boss aggravating us. Even the guy I work with shaking a pack of sunflower seeds was just getting on my fucking nerves so bad. And then the bitch at Arby's. I can't take two orders at the same time.
In the drive-thru.
Like, well, fuck. Just put them together then.
But what fucking restaurant cannot take two separate orders in the drive-thru?
Apparently
Arby's. It's not exactly the classiest joint in town.
How long did you work at Arby's?
One day.
So, anyway, to get back around to what I was getting to, my ass had to take a Xanax when I got home. Because I was over it.
He was asleep when I got home.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He was asleep when I left. And he was asleep again when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because I came, I saw you. You were sleeping in your bed like this.
Oh, I didn't shut my door, did I?
No, I closed it for you, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because Finbar was going 8-ship. Eight-ship.
Eight-ship.
He probably does eat shit, doesn't he?
Probably.
Ape-shit crazy.
Eats from the cat litter box. 8-shit.
Ooh, my dog, she totally did yesterday. She got up and put her paws on my lap and was, like, in my face. And she was like... And I totally could just smell because she had been in the litter box.
The vending machine.
I was like, get off me, dog.
Hey, Daniel, do you have one of those things you want me to play so your show starts at 3? You know, the
intro
for his show. If you do, send it to my voice or email. Does anybody else have... Call us, people. Franco. Is that Eminem's Julian's new album?
Ain't shit.
No. What?
Yeah, well, I never locked my girlfriend, killed my girlfriend, put her in the trunk, and drove the car off a bridge.
All right.
Oh, he only did that in music, not for real.
Well, that we know of.
True.
Guest 146 and 149, who are you? I needs to know.
Who are you?
I gots to know. That's my ghetto voice.
Your ghetto voice?
Yes.
So, how about, you know, speaking of Eminem.
I want to kill myself, Ricky, too.
You showing me the picture of Mariah.
As Eminem?
Yes.
Oh. I was like, do you think this guy's hot? And Julian's like, yeah, he's okay. And I go, that's Mariah, bitch.
My dick retracted up inside me once I found that out.
It turned into a vagina. I would play some music, but at the request of Daniel Brewer.
Yeah, we can't play anything that's licensed, copyrighted, etc.
Right.
So what if we just sing it?
Can Suicide Freak kill Mariah?
Thanks, but my heart is all for Ricky.
Oh, because Franco said, I love the Suicide Freak person.
Aw.
I love Mariah Carey. Don't kill Mariah Carey.
Kind of like the April Fool's prank I tried to do.
It almost worked. You weren't there, but it almost worked. She was pissed.
I wish I could have seen the look on his face.
She was pissed.
I was so pissed. I worked really hard on that.
That was excellent.
And
it
did
real.
Not work.
That was excellent, Nicole.
Thank you.
You did well.
I'm going to find it so I can read it.
My knees were shaking when I first read it. I was like, no. Wait, April
Fool's.
It
can't be. It can't be.
Franco says we should do another video.
I just suggested to Ricky yesterday that we do that since I haven't been in one yet. And
right.
I'd like to do one.
I don't know what song we could do.
Well, we could always do it, you know, like, we could do a Destiny's Child or
true.
Wilson
Can
Phillips.
Can you pay my bills? Can't pay
that
my
was
telephone
four of them.
Yeah, there were four of them during
oh,
that.
My bad.
We need to do three.
I'm a survivor. I'm not going
to. All you ladies who independent.
And you know, Ricky would be fucking Beyonce.
Of course.
So he could be in the middle and be the star.
We're not doing single ladies.
Beyonce's skinny, though. And hot.
Why? So you make him be Carney
and black
and fucking Wilson Phillips.
She doesn't look black, though. Yes.
She doesn't.
He looks more like Carney than anybody else did in the group.
Oh.
Well, now
we had three Carneys in the video.
Now Carney is skinny now.
Mm-mm.
Did she blow back up again?
I want Ricky to sing to me when we are alone
Ricky
in the closet Prank. Cutting ourselves.
You don't want to hear Ricky singing or snoring.
Here. I don't know. Does anyone know the Ricky prank that I tried to do? Here it is. I found it on my computer.
Oh, you did?
Ramble Redhead said, I read a tweet today that someone wished Prince had died instead of Michael Jackson.
Oh. Okay. If anyone, I'm gonna post this on.
You can post it on the blog.
Did I before?
No, you can.
I'm gonna
you
do
didn't.
It. But I'm gonna go ahead and read it just in case everyone wants to hear of the Ricky prank. I put a picture of Mariah Carey that I found online on just like Microsoft Word, and I even put like an advertising banner across the top so it'd look more realistic. And I have a picture of her, and it says Mariah Carey, courtesy musicnews.com, and then from the Associated Press, March 31st, 2009, Los Angeles. A spokesman for Grammy Award winning artist Mariah Carey confirmed today that the songbird was killed in a car accident.
Why she got to be a songbird?
Outside of the Hollywood Hills, Carey was in Los Angeles to meet with record mogul Rick Rubin to discuss possible tracks for a new album. Carey reportedly left the studio where she and Rubin met and shortly thereafter was involved in the fatal accident. The LAPD has not yet released the cause of the accident, but has confirmed that it involved a Cadillac Escalade that had been rented to the pop star and a Hummer H3. Carey's...
Never mind.
Carey's husband of nearly a year, actor Nick Cannon, in parentheses, drumline, love don't cost a thing, was not involved and reportedly did not accompany his wife to California. There have been no word on the official cause of death and no reports of any charges that may be filed.
Wow.
And I read that. Well, the person that did printed it out for her didn't follow through with what they were supposed to. They should have hit it. But I saw the piece of paper in Nicole's desk, and I could see through the paper, and it was color, and I was like... Well, we don't have a color printer here. What's
right.
this?
You're so fucking nosy. You ruined it.
I picked it up and I read it. I was like, and I was like, no, this isn't true. This is not true. And I was like, this
happening.
Is not true.
It can't be happening.
And then somebody goes, well, it is April Fool's. And I was like, oh, you fucking whore. Ugh.
Hey guys, we got 10 minutes left. Do we need to play some phone calls or anything?
Oh yeah, I guess we should finish that up, huh? Damn it.
Ew. Suicide Freak says, Ricky, cut me quick. I'm about to come.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me fucking squirt.
Somebody on the web, on the blog, you know the picture of us sipping the drink together at Abuelo's?
Yeah.
Somebody says anonymously, Nicole's pretty.
Oh, thanks, Anonymous. I wish you had said who you were. So I could thank you properly.
And then you know the picture I posted of Finbar on there. They go, what kind of goddamn cotton candy cloud dog is that shit?
I love it. Cotton candy.
Cotton clit.
Goddamn cotton candy cloud dog.
Or cotton clandy, as Nicole said.
Oh, poor Finbar. Yeah. You are cute.
Nicole's pretty.
Yes.
And then
I'm
someone
and
from
drunk.
The email address show that Thanks. Sack. Do you know who that is?
No.
Played this. Sent this to us.
Nicole is the best. Ricky and Julian suck sweaty horse balls.
Let me play that a little bit louder just to get it to this.
Wow.
Nicole is the best. Ricky and Julian suck sweaty horse balls.
You know what? That's the Microsoft voice.
Why they gotta be sweaty horse balls?
I know. Because
that's more tasty, apparently. Who did that? I love it.
Franka said Finbar
looks
like
a Betty
White
pubic bush.
Oh, I love Franka so much. Oh, my
Jesus.
Love.
Bastards. All right, here we got a phone call. You ready?
Yes.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. It's Brad from Chicago. I was just listening to one of your podcasts last night about anal glands on dogs.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, it just reminded me of this guy I used to know. He took his dog into the clinic and everything to go get checked up and everything. And his dog absolutely hates it. Well, I was in there with him, and all of a sudden, it just started to reek. And he and the dog slammed his butt on the ground and started dragging it.
Anal
he
glands.
Left this trail of anal gland leakage slime. All over the fucking floor, and it was just—it's
like brownish.
Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway.
anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say hi. Hope you guys are having fun. I'm sorry I can't listen into the live feed today. I have to work once again. So. Have fun. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, this will be posted up on the site for everyone that wasn't able to be here live with us.
Brad is so fucking cute.
We have a lot of cute listeners.
We do. It's because we're all cute.
I know.
And cute people attract cute people.
Right?
Of course.
Awkward silence. What are you eating? What's in your mouth? Ice baby.
We have any more phone calls?
No, we don't.
Okay, good.
You guys. He says, okay, good.
No, I mean,
so,
just because we're
does anyone
running out
else,
of time.
Can someone else call us? Because we have 10 minutes left.
Well,
can you call
it? We can. Talk.
Oh, different Brad, though. But you're that Brad's cute, too. He's Black Brad.
Who
this
is?
This is White Brad.
Why he got to be
the one in the chat room is Black
Why
Brad.
He got to be
Hi,
Black
Brad.
Brad.
We dated one time when I lived in Virginia.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
This is not the football player, is it?
No.
Oh. Because apparently that guy rocked your
rocked
world.
My world.
Yeah.
Because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Black Brad. Hello!
Well, I used to know a bunch of guys named John, and I had a Black John. I didn't have him, but I knew a Black John, you know. Because that was really the only... Now he could be Toothless John.
Oh,
he's toothless.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love a toothless
he's a meth man.
I don't know, but last time I seen him, he was missing almost all his grill. So.
Can you buy me a grill? Can you buy me a new grill?
That was lame.
No.
That
you laughed. So
I laughed because it was that retarded.
I didn't laugh because it was lame.
Toothless.
Ramble Redhead says go another hour. We can't because
Dubious Intent is on.
Dubious Intent is on at 3.
Yeah,
I believe.
Sorry.
So if you want you need to talk to.
I'm having a good time.
I know, me too.
You know, because Daniel comes on in 8 minutes.
You'll have to
correct.
Talk to Daniel about that crap.
Yeah. So if you want, would rather hear us than him.
We are on his service.
Let's not cause drama.
I'm joking.
Dude, you guys.
What?
There's something wrong with Esther.
Oh my
God.
God.
Becky.
That movie was so fucked up.
It was weird, but why were we like laughing and making fun of Esther the whole time?
Because you know what? Esther can cut a bit. She's the original
OG. Original gangsta.
She was like, she was cutting bitches left and right.
Wow. Daddy, I love you.
So how old of a girl was she?
She was supposed to be like 8, right?
9.
Wow.
And she was like, Daddy, I want to love you like mommy does.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And she was like all running her hands through his hair. Daddy drank a whole bottle of wine
right.
And
was
like,
all kinds of confused.
There ain't enough wine to make me sleep with a 9-year-old.
Uh-oh. They're saying the schedule says he doesn't go until 4. Yeah, we could go for another hour.
So
well,
is Daniel still in the room?
But can someone text message Daniel and tell him text message me?
Yeah. I love you, Ricky.
Because
you cut me.
If one of you guys have my number, then tell him to text message me or email me.
Yeah. So
We
could go
We can go a little bit longer if Daniel says it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I don't think we could last another hour.
No.
I don't know, but I know one thing. I'd have to go get
smoky
something.
Smoke?
Smoky smoke and get something to drink.
Oh. Well. Oh. Never mind. Julian just ruined it for everybody. We're leaving. Bye.
No.
Julian has fucking needs. God.
Bitch,
I'm so needy.
Bitch, I'm the power bottom of the year.
What was my award? The vice grip
yeah.
of all time or something. Vice grip of pleasure.
That shit ain't going nowhere. He every time he texts
Esther us, used the vice grip last
she
night.
Did.
What? She used it on Daddy?
No.
We won't say because Franco said he wants to see it, but
okay.
It's just you guys need to see
Suicide
Esther.
Suicide freak. Ricky, please call me.
And cut me. And kill me. And fuck my dead corpse, you may as well say.
Ew. How can
Jeffrey
be,
Dahmer
how,
style.
How can people be into that? Like, doing a dead body?
Isn't that kind of cold?
Yeah. And you know.
And stiff?
And dry.
Stiff, they like.
Dry.
They like the stiffness.
Ugh.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, and I don't know what the fuck my parents were watching, but I remember this as a kid. I remember walking into the living room and seeing this lady screwing a pipe into a skeleton and then fucking it. Like, it happened
what?
That fast.
Okay.
And I was like, is this a scary movie or
porno?
Like, I don't know what the fuck they were watching. What is that?
Dubious Intent doesn't start till 4, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Daniel just tweeted to tell Big Ricky that DI doesn't start until 4.
Yeah, right? I just saw that on
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. What? So I guess we can go over a little bit.
What were your parents
that works.
Watching?
I don't know. My dad's dead, so I can't ask him. I'm afraid to ask my mom.
Mom, remember that show you watched that one time?
You were
the skeleton and the pipe and a girl was fucking it.
It wasn't a skeleton. It was like a decomposed body. And like...
Ew!
It must have been some... What is that movie where the people were on the island?
Alive?
No.
No, that's the mountains.
That's
side.
The mountains.
Yeah.
It was like fucking crazy and they were like... The lady was, like, eating guys' balls and stuff.
Ew.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's, like,
about.
The scariest movie of all time or something. It was, like, made in the 70s or something.
I thought that was The Exorcist.
No, I don't know. I can't
was it
remember.
An Italian movie?
No, I don't think it was Italian. I can't remember. We got a phone call.
Freaky. All right.
We love our listeners.
Oh, I didn't even play that.
I know.
Lou said he doesn't mind if you don't because he knows it's long.
Right. Well,
Ooh.
We cut it short.
Lou knows it's long.
Hey, Big Ricky Show. It is Tim giving you a call. I have to say, Nicole, for doing that Mariah Carey April Fool's joke.
Yeah, okay, bye.
No.
I love you even more. Oh,
thank
my God, that
you.
Is the greatest. And I'd like to join on the show. And, of course, you know, we still have to have Big Ricky on the show. Love you all. Bye.
We are an ensemble. We are not... I wouldn't be funny without you guys here. You
I'm
know?
An evil genius.
I'm just funny.
You're just stupid.
Yeah, well,
and big.
I'm the creator and
your engineer. Your show sucked without us. So.
True.
I don't know. Some well,
yeah.
You know it did. Just
I don't
yeah.
know if it sucked. People liked it, but the show has changed a lot since when I originally started. Only because I've had like 14,000 co-hosts.
Yeah, but
now, and I think this is the longest that there has been like
a steady cast,
a steady people.
Franco just left a message, he said.
You have honed the greatness of the show. See, you've got Ricky in the middle, and then the two sides of the arrow are Nicole and Julian.
I'm going to puke. That's so, like, New Age or something.
Mm-hmm.
The secret.
Right. If you believe, it'll happen.
Right.
Really? Because I've been believing I'm going to be a millionaire, and that shit is not happening anytime
soon. You don't know
this?
We might get famous.
Guest 154 to change your name, type / Nick.
My
and then
chat screen just totally went kaput.
It probably just went to sleep.
No, I mean, the whole screen didn't, just the section that had the chat in it.
Oh.
Well, damn. Me.
Nessa's here. Hi, Nessa.
Chat Beaver.
Chat Beaver.
It's still saying FM Julian, oh, okay. So.
nervousness.
I know. I don't like that.
What did you touch?
I didn't touch anything. I did it all by itself.
What'd you do, Julian?
Oh,
you...
Ricky, you got fluffies.
I got fluffies.
They're going on in the top.
Oh, my God.
You miss my fluffies, don't you?
I miss them.
I don't know if I'll be growing them out anymore, though.
No.
Your opinion doesn't matter on
this
subject.
Yes, it
does. Your fluffies are coming back.
Honey, who is gay? Who is gay here with taste? Gay hair decorating trumps any straight person any day of the week.
Hair decorating?
Gay
hair decorating. Or decorating. A gay person's opinion on hair, clothes, or interior
design
trumps any straight person any day of the week.
Even a female?
Hi, Nessa. How is you? How you doing?
Franco said we should play his message.
Okay, let's play his message. Here we go. Oh, that was it.
Wow.
Thanks, Franco.
Your shit didn't work. How about doing it again?
There's so many people in here.
I know. We are so fucking fabulous.
Good. We are fabulous.
Fabulous.
Guest 150, 152, 155, and 156. Who are you all? I need to know.
If you don't want to be a guest.
Franco, your message didn't work. Give us a call back.
Nick. And then whatever name you want to be, change it.
You were talking about seeing the show when you were really little.
Uh-huh.
I remember being like 3 or 4 years old. And you remember the show, Believe It or Not, the Believe It or Not.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember them saying about how eventually the Earth would crash into the sun because all the orbits, you know, get tighter. You know, of course, it'd take 5 billion years, but
right.
I didn't know that at 3 years old, so I went in the bedroom and started crying.
Aww.
We were going to crash into the sun. Yeah. I just threw that out there. But.
That's scary.
Wow. Thank you, Archer. We have 27 listeners and a peak of 30.
Mm-hmm.
I want what Archer has. He had like 60.
Well, his fans.
Archer, you need to recruit your listeners for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you need to plug us a little bit.
Yeah.
Plug it up! Plug it up!
Like Ricky's tricks. Plug it.
Dirty dirds.
I know where this is going.
My Rock Ridge friend came to visit
me.
He's so fucking hot.
Rock Ridge.
Well,
mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you. No. I'm telling you, this guy is dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh.
For all the listeners out there that don't know what Rock Ridge is, it's like an area north of town that's like real WT,
redneck,
white trash.
White trash.
Yeah.
Archer said he'll plug Julian.
Power bottom of the year.
But
who,
this guy
looks like
is like
Eminem?
Super hot. Yeah. Well, maybe you need to put on the hood because you usually wear a hood, according to Joe.
A white pointy one. With a burning cross in the background. And a swastika band around your arm.
I just totally had a flash of Madonna's Like a Prayer video. With the crosses burning in the background.
Do you remember how much
Jesus.
Drama that was?
I know. And she kissed a black man.
And he was like Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people were pissed.
They're like,
Jesus was not black. He was white as the snow with blue eyes.
With blonde flowing locks.
And a swimmer's build.
They do always show Jesus with a swimmer's build, even with all the cuts and everything in it.
What, Jesus? Jesus couldn't be a little husky?
Oh, Jesus was perfect.
Well, there's nothing wrong with husky.
Yeah. Husky might be perfect.
There's no such thing as perfect. Everyone is different in their own way. Shut up.
Yeah.
Both of you!
Did Esther teach you that last night?
Ooh.
Being different is okay?
Esther was fucked up.
And
her frilly ancient Tsar of Russia dresses that she would wear. What the hell?
I don't know what that means, but I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
She wore old-timey dresses like she was back in the 1800s,
yeah,
where
like
they still had a Tsar.
Where she got shot with the rest of her family.
Oh, Anastasia. Yeah. They found her bones in the woods like in 1998.
Who's that? Anastasia Beaverhausen?
That's Germany. Beaverhausen.
Anastasia and like Russian royalty, and Beaverhausen, like wherein the beaver live.
Beaverhausen.
Wait. Nessa
Jesus
says
had great abs.
Jesus was kind of hot. Jesus was husky, total title.
I don't know what that means.
I don't
get that. I think it's a misprint. A
Jesus was hung like this. That means two things, I believe.
I love Karen Walker.
Of course we do. Honey, what's this? What's going on? What's happening? What's this all about?
Jack!
Okay, Frank called again. Let's try this.
Come on, Franco.
Franco, I mean.
Frank. We can't play this. We can't play this.
Oh. We can't play that. Sorry, Franco.
We can't play copyrighted music.
Yes.
That is totally what rings when you call my phone.
Oh.
When you hear the instead of the ring ring, that's what you hear.
They said Husky Jesus was the show title.
Oh, Husky Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that... What? Oh, okay. Never. I guess I just, well...
I Rick-rolled your asses.
Still play it. Can't you just...
No, I can't play
no,
it.
No, we cannot. We can't play copyrighted music. We'll get in trouble.
There's no words or nothing, Franco? It was just the music?
No, he was starting to sing. It doesn't matter.
It's copyrighted music.
Franco, that's your second strike. One more and you're fucking out of this room.
I thought he already had two strikes.
I'm giving him a second chance.
Oh, well, because it's Franco.
Pride 48.
Well, Rick rolled your asses.
What else, people? What else do you want to know? Because I'm getting kind of bored and we can leave this.
Wow.
Drusilla, blow me. You can play 7 seconds of it.
We did play 7 seconds of it.
Yeah, so. Before I said, turn it off.
Then Ricky Rick rolled you.
I'm confused by that. What does it mean?
That song, you've never heard of being Rick rolled?
Really? Where have you been the last, 3 years?
Right.
What does it mean?
It's usually when somebody will, like, on a forum or something online, will post a link to something, and you click
on
it.
Look at my pretty picture, and you click on it.
And it goes to a YouTube video of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Right.
Yes. That's called Rick Rolled.
Yeah. Oh. Cool. I like it.
They say next time you should interview Bibman.
Wouldn't that be awesome if we could be like, sir, can we speak to you for a moment, please? We're doing a show, and we just want to know, why do you wear a fucking bib with dental chains?
No, just say...
What's in the bottle?
Just say, we're doing a poll of what you think about this, 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 and this. It don't have to be anything about the bib. Just talk to him, and you can get him on video. You know,
we're doing a poll. What do you think of President Obama's new stimulus package plan?
There you go. There you go. Anything. Just to get him up close on video and make him talk.
I don't think he likes Obama. I can just tell by his roundage.
I bet he'd like a combo of popcorn and chicken.
Right.
he is a big...
I don't get this. Wait, is this like popcorn and chicken? Or is it like a combo? Mm. What is it?
Supersize me.
I want extra chicken on my popcorn.
Extra chicken-less popcorn.
I'm like, I don't want... KGC, Kentucky Grilled Chicken.
I want Kentucky popcorn and chicken.
How dare you eat that chicken? It's genetically altered to have big breasts.
Like
that's
Nicole.
The best way. Genetically altered to have big breasts.
Gigi, she was talking to me. She was like, Nicole totally has big boobies. I feel sorry for her back. She goes, you know she can get them reduced. I said, she loves them bitches.
No, remember, when was it? Yesterday, I was like, my back hurts. And Ricky said, mine would too if I had 400 pounds on the front.
Right? She's got super titty power.
It's like in Austin Powers, they're guns.
It's time to bring out the big guns.
Smoking tasers.
Bang, bang.
Right?
Wait,
that's me blowing them out.
Is guest 155 smoking taters? Is that the next door neighbors?
Yep.
So I wonder which one. Is it Amy or Chris?
Amy or Chris? It's probably... I don't know.
Amy or Chris, you have to type / the word Nick, N-I-C-K, and then the name you want to change it to.
Okay. Well,
That's funny. I didn't think they actually
Chris.
Listened. Oh.
Well, hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
And Amy. They're listening.
Oh, hey, Amy. Both of you.
They're listening to our
live show. Lord. That means we can't talk about you no more.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you've seen them. You just
are they
have
the
you
ones
talk, right next door
with
the barbecue.
Smoke? Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen them. I haven't really liked
who makes some awesome barbecue, by the way.
If you're local.
Yeah.
Right. Can't talk and I snorted.
Do you have any thoughts in there? If you're local.
And
then,
if you're local and you like good barbecue and you just. Well, how would they get in contact with them? Like, is it
call,
just an event?
863-224-BEEF.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, fancy. Cool.
Beef. Leave it to Chris to have a phone number with beef in it.
I don't know if I should say this, but when my friend Lou came over.
Right.
Chris was out there chopping the wood, you know, for the smoker and stuff.
Right.
And Lou was like, is it me or is your neighbor kind of hot?
He was by a big smoke machine.
Yeah.